And
hello.
all right, Jen. So George, age 92, and Edith, age 89, are all excited about their decision to get married. They go for a stroll to discuss the wedding, and on the way, they pass a drugstore. George suggests they go in, and he addresses the man behind the counter. Are you the owner? The pharmacist answers yes. We're about to get married. Do you sell heart medication? Of course we do. How about support hose for circulation? Definitely. What about medicine for rheumatism, osteoporosis, and arthritis? All kinds. How about waterproof furniture pads and Depends? Yes, sir. Hearing aid, denture supplies, sleeping pills, Geritol, and Ensure? Absolutely. You wow. sell wheelchairs, walkers, and canes? All kinds and sizes. Why all the questions? George smiles and replies to the pharmacist. We like to use your store for our bridal registry.
That's awesome. Oh my God, that's awesome. Oh man.
Oh, Jen.
Yes.
We just went through, well, it wasn't stressful for you at all.
It was at first when things were getting planned early on, but then I wasn't stressed the day of.
Yeah, so we had this past weekend.
And it was outstanding.
It was so stressful. I think, you know, I know a lot of older brides today say, not older brides, but you know what I mean. They say it would, not older brides, I'm sorry. People that have been married for years. They'll say,
older brides.
Yeah, I sound totally wrong. Sound like George and Edith. They'll say, if only I had Pinterest, right?
Yes. Actually, one of our friends said that, and she's young.
That, I mean, people that have been married for a while or got married in the past, whatever right, the case right,
right. is. Yeah.
And I find it also very stressful to have Pinterest.
Why? I love Pinterest.
Because they give so many ideas. And that you feel like a failure if you don't cover it just the way Pinterest does.
I think that is a personal issue you have.
You know, I was like, oh my God, you know, and throughout like the process of planning your bridal shower, you know, there'd be like these cute ideas. And I'm like, oh, I should do that. Oh, but I'll save that for her bridal shower. And I'm like, oh shit, no, this is it. This is the event.
This is, I mean, you reached it.
Right. I can't say, oh, this could be cute for a future event. No, there is no future bridal shower. It is this bridal shower.
And honestly, it was the most magnificent bridal shower. I was surprised with all the decor when I walked in. It was out of control. Awesome. Right. And I mean, kudos to you. You made a balloon arch with our friend.
I did make a balloon arch. It was a DIY bridal shower. Mom wanted a tea party for women. And she's like, what better way to do it than do my tea party at a bridal shower for all the ladies?
I think you're going to have one too, by the way, with all the teacups we have.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Excuse me. And mom was like, I want the balloon arch. And we're like, well, do we hire someone to do this? And I go on to Etsy and I'm like, wait a minute. You can pretty much make one your own.
Yeah, you can. I've seen people do it all over Instagram.
They mail it to you. Now,
they mail you the balloons.
They mail you the balloons. They mail you like some sticky dots, the strap that goes on, you know, that you create mold onto the wall. But I have to say, you got to watch a YouTube video. Like, you got to. Like, because there was no way I would have figured this out. But once you do it, like, you're like, okay, this is totally doable.
Yeah.
I totally can have an event planning thing, even though it was so stressful. By the time the event happened and it started, like, I mean, we were down to the wire where things were going like so, like not like the food, we had a food situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to go in a corner and cry now because I was so stressed out
and
all week.
It ended up being fine. We thought we had too little food and then everyone, you know, corralled together and picked up food. And so it worked out. It was great.
It did. So, and then the big thing was I want to create a game for Jen, but I don't like your typical bridal shower games.
Yeah, like create a veil out of toilet paper.
Right.
Don't waste toilet paper during a pandemic. You never know.
Exactly. No bridal dresses, you know, out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
I was like, no. So I came up with like one was how well do you know? Well, it was to you, put you on the spot. How well you know the bride or the groom, bride and then the groom, which you kind of failed.
I don't want to go through that again ever in my life.
It was great. It was great. It was so much fun. But the other game was I put out bags and I put everybody. Well, I didn't put everybody. I said, pick your teams.
They were sealed bags. You got to make sure you say that.
They were sealed bags. No one can see. And I was like, each team member, come up, pick a bag and create your bouquet with what you have in your bag. And your plate, which was going to be, if you wanted, you could use the plate as a
base,
your base for the bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
And on the plate was written what kind of bride you had. So we had the bad breath bride.
Yes.
Because I went to the dollar store and I thought floss, toothpaste, all this stuff. I was like, great. The running late bride. again, at the dollar store, ended up buying all sorts of like weird
hair rollers, razors.
Razors. And then we had the runaway bride. Yes. I printed out one of Jen's biggest crush is Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player.
Yes.
And I printed out the most uncomfortable type of picture you can have of him and his abs. It's not
uncomfortable at all. He's just showing his abs and they're yum-tastic.
Yeah, it makes you blush. Mm. So with sneakers in there, so you had to do a runaway bride. And then we had the princess bride and, of course, the hangover bride, which had a bottle of wine in there. So, but there's a many, many types of brides.
Oh, and the hangry bride.
And the hangry bride. That is correct. I put all the snacks in there because you can get hangry. Right. So you have, in general, you do have different types of brides.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what kind of bride you are.
Me?
Yeah, you, because you are the bride here.
Oh, that's true.
All right. So there's the bride with a budget. Are you a bride with a budget? If it would have been like groom with a massive budget, I would say.
I have a budget on things. And like, I went well beneath budget on the wedding invites, but I went above budget on the save the dates and perhaps like, because I didn't want a videographer. So I got that. That went above budget. Certain things, you know, Mark in his head, he had a budget for my wedding dress, which was $1,000, went well over but his budget on that.
I think Mark always is under big time, like even with the florist. The florist was like, well, yeah, but no.
But, and I'm going to tell you, the florist, though, I initially only wanted orchids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to provide orchids. But then we met the florist and got swept up in all the loveliness that he showed. And next thing you know, it's like, we're going to have like all this stuff. So
I love the meme, right? That it's like your budget. How is it? And like it's burning behind you. Like, oh, yeah. Like,
or it's the guy with the girl and he's turning and looking at the other girl.
Yeah.
And it's like your wedding, your budget, how much you actually spend. And he's like, yeah, looking back. Yeah, that's what's up.
So a bride with a budget is, this is a bride that designs her wedding based on cost alone in most cases. And I think you started off like this, right?
You created
a whole, like, this is how much I want to spend in each area.
I did. So it's an Excel sheet. I still have it.
You're like, I'm not even going to look at it anymore. Nope. So if the cost is good, it looks good to this bride. The internet is her wedding planner and every inspiration comes from Pinterest DIY boards, which again, gives great ideas. Also provides a lot of stress.
There are some stuff I want to DIY for the wedding still.
Right. Because in the midst of all this, I decided to get a Cricut machine.
Cricut. Whatever it's called.
And now here I am DIYing all sorts of goodies. And I was like, when did I get to this point? So I became the DIYer.
Yes.
So invitations are done at home or by a friend. Yeah, see the problem? Decorations are put together from either the clearance aisle or a discount online store. Surprisingly enough, the dress is probably from a consignment shop or bought online, and that is definitely not your case. And she cuts every corner in order to save, but wants a wedding fit for a queen. Is it possible? Absolutely. I find it very stressful too.
You can definitely create an entire DIY wedding, and it can be like gorgeous.
You can. You definitely can. So this bride is most likely to serve a pull apart wedding cake.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. But, you know, it's funny because last week was so stressful. On top of everything, we also had wedding cake tasting, which I invited myself to that too.
Of course you did.
Of course. Of course. Number two, the second type of bride would be your bridezilla. This is a very common type of bride that everyone is familiar with and many fear. Let me tell you, I will bust out my glass of wine every once in a while when you start. I'm like, ooh, let's pour this. I was like, here she comes. I'm like,
I am not a bridezilla.
Sometimes it comes out a little bit.
Whatever.
A little. I think everybody has a little bridezilla in them. Everybody. Yes. Even the DIY bride will have a little bridezilla. Are you kidding me? She probably comes out bridezilla because she needs to design her own shit.
Yeah.
So there's no inside voice with this bride, and almost nothing is done correctly the first time around, according to her. The flowers aren't fresh enough. The music isn't right. The colors are off. And of course, the maid or matron of honor can get nothing right. This is why I had so much palpitations.
That's not true. I never, ever turned around and said, you're not getting anything right. Again, I only was worried about the bridal shower because nothing was being planned and the date that was picked was coming up very fast. That's all.
There is. And I will tell you what kind of bride you are at the end of this. So this bridezilla, she also yells in an attempt to scare everyone into seeing things her way, and even her husband-to-be is a little frightened by her tone. So she is most likely to scold her wedding party.
I know.
So you've been good. You're actually the bride who actually allowed all her bridesmaids to pick out their style dress as long as it was in the color scheme.
Yes.
And there is a whole thing about the bridesmaids' dresses, which pictures will come once the wedding comes. And she totally allowed us to do what we want. I mean, of course, we couldn't go like completely out in left field, but we got the...
You guys got to do your own thing.
Yes. So number three, the bride is the anti-wedding bride.
That's not me.
That you're definitely not that.
I have the anti-wedding groom.
You do. You have your budget groom and your anti-wedding groom. He's one in three.
Yeah.
It's still not clear why this bride is even choosing to get married or have a wedding. She refuses to wear traditional wedding colors or attire, and is against almost anything remotely associated with traditional weddings. This is totally like Mark.
Yeah.
He'll likely say no to flowers, and we just talked about that for him, and will be a little hard to convince that flower girl are actually nice to have at a wedding.
No, he was okay with that.
Actually, I sent him a TikTok video because he was very confused on his groomsmen, on who he was putting and not putting. And Jen's like, I'm not adding more girls just so you can add more groomsmen. And I found a TikTok video of a guy that's the flower boy, but it's a grown-up guy who wears like a fanny pack.
It's a flower boy.
And out of the little fanny pack comes out like the flower petals. And I'm like, you guys, you can do this with that one guy that you want as a groomsman that has no place up there because there's no girl to walk with him. You do that.
And my reply was, that would be cool if we weren't getting married in a church.
So this is why Mark has called you basic, because you do the traditional wedding stuff, which he does not care for.
Whatever.
So most likely this bride is the one to elope to avoid the traditional wedding scene. And we have mentioned this, that if it was up to Mark, he would have eloped like yesterday.
That's true.
There was a time that when you guys traveled to Costa Rica, I was like, oh my God, are they going to elope? Are they going to find a chapel? Because that's how afraid I am of him.
Oh, good Lord.
I was like, oh my God. But Jennifer is your traditional bride.
I do. I love all things wedding. Not all things, but a good amount of things.
So which comes to number four, your princess bride. This is an excited bride that has had her wedding planned since she was 5 years old. This is totally Jen. She always had her wedding planned out. And it just needed the time of the year she was going to get married because she has themed it for every season.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, I mean, down to the T, all it was insert groom here and pick the season. So she's eager to wed her prince and will spend a great deal of time and money planning the perfect ceremony. Castles, colors, and creative imagery is in the bride's future. Now, you wanted to be the budget bride.
I guess so.
You are the princess bride, and it was so hard. The budget bride and the princess bride were very much arguing inside of you.
Yes. They still are.
Yeah. So most likely this bride is to create a wedding board. Jennifer, how many wedding boards do you have on your Pinterest?
Well, I have one wedding board. It was first called My Dream Wedding. And I had, I don't know how many pins on it. And then when I got engaged, I went through it and I organized and I deleted all my old, ideas. Because some of them are a little outdated, like a full-blown striped, black and white striped dresses for all the bridesmaids with like neon pink. It's a little old, you know? And you go molding.
So you cleaned up your board.
I cleaned up my board.
I think I have like three or four. Like I should just combine them all when the day happened and then just go deleting what you do.
There you go. Yeah. I added all the bridesmaids to my board so that you guys can add things too.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I have so many boards that I don't even know. And I got to remember sometimes to keep boards private so Jen doesn't see them. It's funny when I see wedding board, I think of that Hallmark movie. I know we go Hallmark.
Her vision board?
Yes.
With Candace Cameron?
Yes. And she carries a poster board. It's like, girl.
It's like a big ass frame. It's a, what's it called? The type of board. It's a
standing board, right? Like the,
no,
the triple.
But people make them a vision board, you know, but hers was for her wedding. And she had written a wedding like article and she thought she was marrying. She was like, check, 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 check. And she was marrying the right guy, but it was all wrong.
I think sometimes, and there's so many movies like this, right? It's that check, check, check. Right. But sometimes maybe you need to get off that checklist.
Yeah, because hello, if I followed exactly, and it's funny because one of the bridesmaids, when I got engaged, she posted on Instagram and she had posted, I hope you are over your nautical phase. Because at one point it was all anchors.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at my wedding now, I took inspiration from a Christmas tree. Literally. Okay.
As you're getting married and you are a December bride.
I'm a December bride, but I think even though I would have still used it similar colors because I love it so much, because I love the color combination and it changed. So if you stick to a checklist, like what you've always wanted, you're going to be stuck. I mean, yeah.
Is it the same for your groom? Would you say that you should create a checklist for your groom, like your groom to be your future husband? Or does it not always fall in that category?
It doesn't fall. It doesn't fall, period, in that category.
It's funny because some people are like, you got to write it down to the T what you want. But then I think of like you said, that movie. Or there's an old movie with Marissa Tomei, I believe it was. Yes. And Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I remember this.
And she's like, I'm supposed to marry a guy named blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And she was so set in that, but she wouldn't allow herself to really like someone else.
Right.
So totally weird, totally off subject, but it was create a wedding board or create a groom board. Like, this is what I want. But I've heard some people say that drew it out what I wanted, this and that, and it, and that's what I got.
I don't
know what's right or wrong.
I think that you just have to kind of go with the flow. I don't think that there's ever going to be a perfect thing.
No one's perfect, because at the end of the day, you're not even perfect. And I don't mean you per se. I mean, all of us, right? We're not perfect. And I think you learn that in relationships. Like, oh.
And it's not even perfect. It's to the T. There's people that go, I want a blonde hair, blue eyed guy, you know, I want a guy that's 6 feet tall. I want this. And I think as soon as I took all that pressure off of meeting that perfect guy that fit, like, oh, I want this. Right. I saw more opportunities. And yeah, is Mark what I always thought I was going to marry? No.
I think none of us ever. Well, I definitely didn't. And it was funny because as I busted out your massive crush, which was Cristiano Ronaldo, it's such a difference.
Although Mark once was him for Halloween, and he in his head thinks he is Cristiano Ronaldo.
I can't even. So we're going to move on to the number five bride, which is the antsy bride. She's expecting almost everything to go wrong, regardless of the intense planning she's put into the wedding. Every deadline has been met, but there's always something to worry about with her.
I would say I'm a little bit antsy.
You are definitely a little bit antsy.
I'm antsy. Yep.
You are. I don't know if you're waiting for something to go wrong, but you are always something.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, you're like, oh, you know, my stomach's bothering. Oh, this. I'm like, girl, you need to calm down. Like, you are so stressed out. You're like, you know, breathe. So that's the side of you that I say is the bridezilla, but I guess it's more of the antsy bride, because you're not mean. You're not a person who yells at people, because we had a situation last week, right? Because again, my week was so stressful with the bridal shower. We went from what was Monday was our dad's 3-year anniversary,
right?
Birthday that he had passed. So we always get together for dinner. Then Wednesday was the wedding cake tasting. Mm-hmm. Thursday, the bridesmaids got together and we went to try on a dress.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the dresses come out for all of us. And one bridesmaid, it was the wrong dress.
Yeah.
The wrong dress came.
Like completely wrong.
Like different style. I mean, same color, different style.
Yeah.
And if you were a true bridezilla,
I would have probably started yelling at them. Yeah. And like,
nobody flipped out. Like in my head, I'm thinking, they're like, we will get this fixed. I'm like, well, no shit, you will. Of course you will.
Well, yeah, you're going
to
get this.
I'm not expecting you not to fix this. I'm expecting this to be like a Hallmark movie where they're sewing with their prince over there in the, like, in the room. And they're sewing. He's helping her because the prince is going to help her sew the dress. And bada bing, bada boom, everything's done. Isn't that how it works?
Why is the prince sewing a dress?
I don't know. It was a Hallmark movie that I saw. Obviously, I watched too much Hallmark.
Yeah, that's clearly. The problem. Clearly.
So this bride is most likely to spend the entire ceremony worrying about things going wrong.
I don't think I'm going to, I don't even know. I think come the day of, I'm just going to be like, whatever.
You know, it's funny because there's some things that you do worry about, right, of the ceremony. And I hope that when the day comes, you're not even thinking anymore. You're just let it go. It's funny. Sometimes you worry about one thing and something else goes wrong, right? Sometimes you worry about that one person that might get too wasted and it ends up being somebody completely different.
Yeah.
You know, so you cannot plan for things. Things happen. And
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Go with the flu. Number six is the last minute bride.
Was that you?
That's like the last minute Mo.
Is that you?
This bride type isn't as easily as excited as most brides. I don't think it's that. But anyways, you can be still excited, and maybe this was always my issue even in school. Like, I got time. I'll get to it.
Hence why I said the bridal shower. I was like, what are you guys doing?
No, but we had it down. But I was like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, Oh, there's, and the problem is I decide to add things to my life that I do not need to add. But now I have Pinterest giving me these ideas and I cannot fail because my little sister's getting married.
Oh, please.
And I'm like, I gotta do this right. I gotta do this perfect. It was such a stressful thing. And when the food wasn't like done right, God, I was standing in the place to pick up some food. I was lightheaded. I was like, you gotta breathe and take deep breaths. I couldn't like calm myself down. I got to the point, I got home. And the worst part is because I am that last minute Mo. I am the one that runs late, which Mo. We all know about, which we've talked about. But I sat there and I was like, I got here and a friend of ours was like, I'm coming early to help you guys finish the setup. I'm like, awesome. Well, she didn't tell us she was picking up another friend.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, people are strolling in early and I'm not even showered.
No, everyone's like, where's Stephanie? I'm like, still showering.
I literally wanted to go to a corner and just cry. I reached that point. I was like, I'm going to just start crying. Then we had a text and it's like somebody else is like, I'm coming. I'm on my way already. I'm like, oh my God, why do people run on? Why do you guys run on time? Run late. Learn from me, especially if I'm hosting the damn thing.
A lot of people, there was a good amount of people that were running late, but yeah, some people started showing up before 1 o'clock.
And I was like, why? That's rude.
That's rude.
That's rude. Show up late. Oh, just a little bit late. I'm not saying an hour or two, but yeah, it's okay if you're 15, 30 minutes. So anyways, this last minute bride, in fact, she usually leaves every detail. And like I said, to last minute, she spends a great deal of time making plans to do things later instead of taking care of them at that moment. And give it, like I said, I decided to buy, instead of ordering everything on Etsy, which everything's there, all of a sudden in my head, I'm thinking I can do this myself.
And it was so cool.
And I came across the Cricut machine. I ended up buying one. It was on sale. It was like almost like a sign. And I went from there and I was like, ooh, from here I can make this and then I can make that. And next thing you know, I'm just adding like stickers to bottles. I ordered little champagne flutes from Amazon and I was like, well, I guess I could put labels on them.
Yeah.
And I just went from there. I just kept adding things. So every day and every night I would sit at the table and just work on stuff. I'm like, so this bride is most likely to send out invites at the last minute. Didn't really send them out at the last minute. There was one person that I did because we were trying to see. And
they're talking about bride, not maid of honor stuff.
Yeah, I know. But it just sounded like me. And I was getting stressed out just reading it. I was like, this is not you. This is me.
That's you for sure. I sent out my invites perfectly on time. And I was so worried I was going to be late sending them out too.
You were. Well, your invites, to be honest, I got worried about.
Everyone got a little, well, everyone I say, like, mom, me and you.
I was like, oh, this girl has her save the dates, but where's her invitations?
Yeah.
Nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. It worked out.
So, number 7 is the lovable bride.
I think I'm lovable. I think I'm super lovable. Who doesn't love me?
So, this bride will deliver a fun-filled affair that she is sure to enjoy herself. Vegas, beach themed, or other fun association will make this the wedding to remember. She's not overly serious and enjoys every moment.
I'm enjoying every moment.
Are you? But I don't think you're really the lovable bride. You're like, because, see, the princess bride isn't the lovable bride, even though she's a princess.
I don't think I'm a princess.
You're a princess bride, meaning that you have like your wedding the way you want it to be. And so, because the lovable bride is most likely to have a non-traditional wedding celebration. Is your wedding non-traditional?
My wedding's basic.
Yeah, we talked about this. It's as traditional as it gets.
No, there's going to be some really cool surprises that are not traditional.
Uh-huh, that was an accident.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Number 8 is the planning fanatic bride. She actually chose her wedding colors years before he popped the question, knows what she wants right down to the final detail. I think this is what, did we not say this goes with the princess bride? She planned it out since she was 5.
Yeah, that's basically me. I planned out color schemes for years.
Now, her wedding will probably be the replica of a famous Disney wedding.
No.
Jen's like, shit.
I should have done a replica of a famous Disney wedding.
It's funny. The Disney thing. Somebody just sent us a TikTok. Well, this one friend of ours sends millions of TikTok Disney, you know, videos because she's like, I know how much you guys are big fans of Disney, especially Jen. And some of them, God bless these brides, they DIY everything.
Yeah.
Everything of Disney. I mean, we're talking about the bouquet is Mickey ears. I was like, that's a bit much.
That's not me. That's not okay, me.
That's a non-traditional. So I guess that would be the lovable bride. But there was one that she sent, which was actually legit.
I would have done what that girl did.
So she did where each table, so to get to your table, to get your number, was a fast pass.
So like the old school fast pass, like yes. The paper cutout one.
And it said Space Mountain or, you know, whichever ride or Splash Mountain or whatever it was. And then each table was themed that. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
It was. I loved it.
So this bride is most likely to plan the entire wedding herself.
I'm doing that.
Correct. And I think, so this would be your, it's the planning fanatic, but also the control bride, I think. And you are a bride that's, I think it's a slash, right? They can go together. A control, because you want to be in control of everything.
Not everything.
Everything. There are times, she'll be like, oh, so what are you guys doing for the bridal shower? I'm like, mind your P's and Q's. Like, finally, me and mom can do something. Because there's so many times that we're like, we're not doing anything. Like, we don't, is there a wedding happening? Me and mom would be like, is something happening? Like, we don't know. We're not doing anything. But Jen likes that control. Like, I need to do everything. I got this. And the next thing you know, then the little bridezilla comes out because now she's overly stressed. So all these brides pretty much is a check mark for you.
I'm a little bit of all the brides put together.
You are. But hey, how about the nothing less than perfect bride? This bride has a clear image of how her wedding will turn out and will not let any detail go unaccomplished. Okay. She's conducted in-depth research and can sometimes resemble bridezilla.
No, I don't think that's me. I don't think that's me.
I don't think you're nothing less than perfect. But like I said, you're more of the controlling, the planning fanatic.
Yeah, bride. I don't think I'm. Yeah, no, because I know that things won't be perfect. You know what I mean?
Right.
So not me.
Most likely to over accommodate the wedding timeline. It's funny. I was part of a wedding once that the bride actually gave out itineraries. I was so stressed out that I felt like if I stepped out of that itinerary list.
For like the day of?
Yes.
Well, I mean.
I felt like I would be shunned.
I have a timeline, but that's about it. But
I was, you know, warned the night before. It was like, I remember you fainted. Now, I fainted. Yes, that is correct. At a wedding. I was 9 years old. And I had locked my knees. And so things went a little dark, closed my eyes.
Poof. And you fainted.
Right. So apparently some people don't let that go. The memorable. Okay, no one plans for that shit to happen. It was I don't know what kind of bride she was, but it was a memorable wedding.
Forever. I do have a timeline, but that's because it's for the photographer.
Right. That's different. It's for the photographer, but we had like a itinerary of where to do what to. I swear it almost felt like if you step outside of this line, I will cut you, is how I felt. She wanted it down. She had it down to the T where she even made, like, she rode away on a horse.
And like a carriage.
Yeah, horse and carriage. And they purposely, because I go, oh my God, you guys even like kissed right perfect timing where everybody, she's like, oh, I planned that out. And I was like, why would you plan something out where it's not natural anymore?
Yeah, no, I just have a short timeline. So don't worry. I'll just get mad if you're late.
Oh. Was anyways, number 10 and finally last one is a sentimentalist bride. This bride believes in sentimental value, especially at her wedding. Heirlooms are likely to be a large part of this wedding.
That's me.
I think, but some people really go into that real traditional passed down generation from generation to generation.
Well, unfortunately, I am 5'9" and our mother is 5'1". On a good day, maybe 5'2". She also was like 109 pounds when she got married, so she was a stick. Neither one of us will be using her wedding dress.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a dress that's completely like, you would have to cut it up completely. And then again, we're going to go back to the, is it 27 dresses?
Yeah.
That her sister, her dream was to wear her mother's dress.
Yeah, and her sister wore it first.
But she chopped,
destroyed
like,
it.
Like there was nothing left. Like I think that we would talk about this, you know, be like, all right, here, I'm taking mom's dress. Like, is it okay? Like how, you know, could I do it this, you know?
So are you going to do that, Stephanie?
I'm not there yet. I'll let you know, but you're already getting married, so it wouldn't really make a difference.
Maybe I should take a piece of her wedding dress and put it in my bouquet.
Okay.
So you know.
Alrighty then. So this bride is most likely to wear her mother's wedding dress.
We can't.
Or you also have... I was watching. There's so many bride movies, but I was watching... Alaska.
Oh,
the proposal.
Yeah.
And she's like, puts on the dress, and you're like, oh, this was my dress. And it was like his grandmother's dress. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, okay. Yeah. She's like, oh, you need to fill it out in the front. I'm like, that would be me.
that's also on the Gilmore Girls. I know this is totally weird, but when Lane gets engaged to be married, she asks Lorelai to redo her mom's dress because it's like a freaking like turtleneck, long sleeve. There's like pants underneath.
Interesting.
It's like a very Korean, traditional Korean dress. And she's like, can you destroy it? Like burn it? Say something happened?
But did they end up making it look into a nice dress?
Yes.
I feel like seamstresses can make miracles, maybe with the prince.
I've never seen this movie where the prince is like making the dress.
It's the weirdest. It's one that like I've had it on in the background and I'm like, what the shit?
I don't even know what movie this is. I'm gonna have to like check this out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. So Jen, those are your 10 brides. And I mean, I feel like everybody's a combination of a little bit of everything. Some are more than others.
Yeah.
But
I think we've discovered I'm more the princess bride and the what was the other one?
The planning fanatic.
Yeah, I would say that.
You are for sure. Because if you could plan it all, you would. You just want to be able to have your hands on, like, control it. Like,
yeah.
I got this. And we're like, step away. Maybe you freak out because I'm always running late, but I get the shit put together. I always do. And my ideas sometimes come last minute. I'm like, really, brain? You have to come up with this idea right now? Or in the shower, right? You go into the shower and I'm like, I figured it out! And that's how I came up with the bouquet game.
That's pretty cool. I mean, some of your best thoughts or anyone's best ideas come in the shower.
Yeah. Who? I don't know why. Is it the water that's soothing into the brain? I don't know.
Probably.
Who knows?
Probably.
Who knows? So, let us know if you've been married, what kind of bride you were, maybe what kind of bride you are, or if you've been in a wedding, what kind of bride she was.
And I think we should share some of your awesome things that you did on our page, you know, and some of these games, which were freaking hysterical.
It can definitely give ideas on what you can do if you want to do a DIY bridal shower.
Yep, and now you just have to stick to the bachelorette party, Stephanie. That's coming up.
That's next. So ready back at Michael's today.
Oh, boy. Well,
Amazon and Michael's has been my best friend.
Amazon and Michael's is good for getting all your crafting goods.
Yep.
Alrighty, well.
On that note.
Until next time.
Planning.
Adios.
Peace.